Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's why in Ephesians chapter 6, I was quoting it earlier. Listen, because we also sometimes misunderstand this scripture. Prayers. Verse 10. And I'm reading it up to verse 18. And my emphasis is verse 18. But before I get to verse 18, catch what Apostle Paul was teaching us from verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the weapons, the devices, the cunning devices of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Because he used the word wrestle. There is the tendency for you to say, oh yeah, let's go. Battle, don't start. Oh yeah, battle, don't start. That is not the meaning of that statement, though. He's only trying to let you know the forces that are against us. Against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are the battlefronts. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God for you to withstand these principalities and powers. He said, take on the whole armor, the armor that we shall use to fight. Number one, hallelujah, verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins gird about with truth. God is looking for worshipers that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Make sure the ground you are standing on is not a sinking sand. And God's word is truth. Thy word is truth. So in the spirit, what you are tying around your waist is truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, anywhere you go, godliness. Nothing Satan will check around you and accuse you of. Anywhere you go, they see God in you. The way you talk, the way you act, the way you dress, a breastplate is put here for everybody to see. That is your dress, so that is the armor. That is the armor of God, oh. I'm reading now. Verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Anywhere you go, you are going to speak peace, peace. You are not a troublemaker. Don't go anywhere, begin to look for trouble and say you are preaching. Actually, you are only going to condemn people there. You are fighting everywhere, anywhere you go, now fight. Anywhere you land, there must be confusion. When it happened, when the real finish, I go tear them down. I scatter that place. I told them who they are. I told them off. What happened? I'm evangelist. When Satan deal with you, finish there, you will know. Verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith he shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of faith there. When the arrow comes to hit you, you say, Satan, you are a liar. I'm moving forward. Hallelujah. No matter what happened, you hold on to God. No matter what frustration, you hold on to him. That is the shield of faith. And take the helmet of salvation. What is the helmet of salvation? Where do you wear a helmet? On your head. Why does it say helmet of salvation? Anything at all you are thinking of is nothing but heaven. God. Anything that will make you lose your salvation is not there. That is all you are thinking in your head. And the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God. Anytime you quote, it is written, it pierces through that situation. Oh, glory be to God. Then verse 18. After you have put all this dress, now what did he say you should do? Praying always. Can you see now? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. What is it? After you have put on this whole armor, the next thing that goes with it, now you can pray, because that is the weapon. Now you can pray. 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 Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 6, it's so important. This is the way Jesus Christ treated it. Hallelujah. Verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Hey. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. That's your personal prayers. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. If you understand this verse 6 very well, you will now see that that prayer that you are praying and disturbing the whole of your compound in midnight is no prayer. Especially you know that you are living in face me, I face you. You know that you are living in a barrack. So many other tenants, neighbors, in the same compound. Then you open your window. Holy Ghost fire pursue them. Holy Ghost fire pursue them. Any witch in this compound, hear my voice. See, follow what the Bible says. Follow it. Follow it. You will get the result. Hallelujah. Spiritual battles are fought spiritually. Hallelujah. Spiritual battles are fought spiritually. When a witch tells you, me, you will see. That's all. No, that's all he'll tell you. In fact, the Ogbonga witch will just look at you. And just his. In the top of his mind, when I finish with this one, when he's going to deal with you, nobody will know what will happen. In fact, all witches, they act when everybody is asleep. They act secretly. They don't want people to know. The person, what they do, you make sure you are asleep first. Then he will look in the sleep. He's making the invocation incantation so that you will not hear. Because if you hear it, it's not going to work again now. You will counter it. It's only Christians that are foolish. When they do their own, everybody must know. Immediately they visit you. Take water now. I'm on the mountain. I'm on the mountain. They announce to everybody, I am on the mountain. What will happen? No, it's only 7 days now. I never take food. I never take water. I never take this. I don't take this. What will happen now? There's something that the condition must change. The Bible says you should not do like that. In fact, when you are fasting, say, don't let anybody know say you the fast. In fact, bath well. In fact, dress well. Rub your powder well. Nobody will see you and look, take ventilator, rub for your lips so that you look very fresh. Don't say every haggard, waiting happen. The smell serve as they pass to go because your mouth, you never brush them because you are fasting. You don't want anything to touch that mouth. When you speak, they smell everywhere. Waiting happen. Can't you see me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, you have already received your reward. Say, but when you want to pray, pray in secret. Pray in secret so that your Father that seeth in secret will reward you openly. Openly, openly. Praise the Lord. Go to your closet between you and God. I want to marry. He give you vision. He give you dream. You see a particular brother. They say, Father, they tell him, he can't talk to me now. Now me go talk to Ram. Tell him, make him come now. And please, if he come, don't spoil that prayer by refusing. Hallelujah. Can I read on? Matthew chapter 6. Which verse are they, sir? Okay, let me emphasize verse 6 again. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Verse 7. But when you pray, see how to pray. Use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Can you see how easy prayer is? Father, 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 Father. Come, oh, come, 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 Father! Come, 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 come. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! For the next 1 hour, Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! The first time you call him, he hear you. He's there with you. Talk now. You are saying, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. And they follow you. Talk to me. I am here. Talk to me. And when they shall finish, they don't go talk. Holy Ghost. Holy. Let me tell you what will happen. The third time you do it, Holy Ghost, anointing will pack you. The angel is doing deliverance, so you know you are not normal. Now deliverance. You fall down the anointing like this in your room. Then you go say, hey, it don't come. It don't come. It don't come since. This way, when they happen now, now the angel, they deal with you. You are not normal. You need deliverance. You don't need deliverance. Eh? Your picking don't call you finish. Your pikin call you, Papa, you rush out. They say, Papa, I'm here. Papa, Papa, Papa. The man, we call doctor for you. Call doctor, you're not normal. You're not normal, you're not normal. You're spiritually sick people. And you borrow that from your denominational hangover. From so-called prayer warriors, prayer churches. That's why Jesus said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith on earth? Because it was during prayer, he was teaching about prayer when he made that statement. So he's talking about faith for prayer. Faith, how to receive from God. And today, that is fulfilled. He saw what will happen now. That's why he made that statement at that time. Make we read on. Which verse, Seth? But when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. He knows. But he just wants to apply the principle. He knows your need, but you must ask. So don't ask as if he's not aware that you are even standing there. As if you are not, he's not aware of your problem. Or he's not aware how painful that your problem is to you. No. Verse 9. He said, after this manner, this is the pattern. Therefore, pray ye. How did he say? This is how you should pray. He didn't say you should recite our Lord's Prayer. Everybody, our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. So you see why he said, nevertheless, if the Son of Man shall come, and he find faith on earth. He was teaching us, tell me anywhere in the Bible, again, the New Testament, where you saw that our Lord's Prayer. And yet they were praying regularly. He was giving us a pattern. It's a pattern. In this manner, pray in this manner. In this manner, start your prayers with praise. Praise him. Our Father which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Before you begin to ask him what you want, give us. Can you see the prayer now? Give us. Give us. Give us this day. What do you want God to do for you? Your daily need, your daily bread. Give us this day. Ask. If you read it further, then you end it by saying, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. You will end it again by praising God. So start with praise and end with praise. Because it is give me, I give you relationship. Give me, I give you. Give me praise, I'll give you what you need. And praise God in every situation, every circumstance, under any condition. No matter how painful that situation is, don't start by asking him. Start first by appreciating him for who he is. Before you ask him. And always acknowledge your weaknesses that Satan can use. Forgive us our trespasses. But he quickly adds, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Always acknowledge that you receive everything from him by his mercy. Don't beat your chest like that Pharisee that came and was boasting. You receive nothing from God. Acknowledge your weakness. God loves humility. God hates pride. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And please, when you come before the Lord, hallelujah. When you come before the Lord, like a prayer program like this, every one of us, we came here to pray. Am I correct? If you came here to pray, can I see your hand? Eh? And in Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 16, he said, when you come before the Lord, don't come empty hand. Don't come empty hand. It disturbs prayers. It disturbs prayers. Hallelujah. He said, honor the Lord. With what? With your substance. You are to honor him with your substance. Because 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, and verse 18. What does it say? Hallelujah. Because many of us fail in this aspect. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but what? In deed and in truth. Don't just say, I love God. Do something to demonstrate that love. Do something. Make sure there is a relationship you have with God by the things you do. Do you know in this church, there are brethren that come here to do laborer work every Tuesday? They are doing something. And don't think God is not interested. There is a sister that told me that God told her to come and join them. A sister here told me, I don't know if she's here today. She told me that God told her to come and join them. She's unemployed. She has no job. If you have no job, won't you go and work for God? Why are you sitting at home? Use that time and do something for God. Do something for the advancement of the kingdom. That's why he instituted the law of tithes and offerings. So that you will not use mouth, I love you. Demonstrate your love with your tithes and offerings. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was the same thing Ezekiel saw in Ezekiel chapter 33. And from verse 30, 31, 32, 33. And some people here may be guilty of that same thing now. Ezekiel chapter 33. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee, against you, Ezekiel. By the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, everyone to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. Hey, you want to hear something? Let's go to bride. You go see something there. Then they preach. Hi. They submit, tear down Bible. Hi. The next verse. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy word, but they do them not. Verse 33. And when this cometh to pass, all that we have been teaching here, that be like song to you, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a prophet has been among them. Pray without ceasing. Do what I tell you to do. Come, in the New Testament, a prophet is also a preacher. I am prophesying now because I am saying God the same. So I am either true or I'm false. Apply what I teach you. Our online members overseas, the faith these people have, Kai, I've not seen such here among us. Faith. Start a personal prayer program over a matter that you not share with anybody, just you and God. And openly, somebody will come to you one day, come, I beg, now where you they go? I want to follow you, go. They will think, say, in our church, you they go. They don't know, say, in our God, you they meet. Try this thing I am teaching you. Try it. It's a revelation I have caught. And I'm enjoying it. Anytime I finish presenting my matter before God, anytime, hallelujah, I finish presenting my matter before God, there's a satisfaction I have. Now, among the things, listen very well, among the things that you ask God when you wake up in the morning or when you are going to bed. There is the prayer when you are going to bed, and there is the prayer when you are waking up to start a new day. One of the things is, Lord, equip me. I gave you an example one time. I was a new believer, and I prayed in the morning. I used to follow, God really brought me to be scripture based in whatever I'm doing. And I prayed seriously that day. I mean, told God, you know how a new believer prays. And then I prayed, Lord, don't allow any sickness come my way. Lord, don't allow this come my way today. Lord, don't allow this. Lord, keep this far from me. Lord, keep this far from me. And then in the afternoon that day, my eye got red. Suddenly, before you know what, Apollo, pause. What do you call them? Muko was coming out of my eye. Very seriously. And everybody was saying, see this in for you. Apollo, and everybody was running away. The first thing that came to my mind was, But in the morning, I prayed against this. Where did you come from? Now, this is where I am going. That is the time now. You will not say, oh God, take this away. You are now confronting a situation. The situation that you have already taken authority over by your early morning, now you can speak. Where did you come from? Did I not hand you over to God this morning? In the name of Jesus, get out of my eye. I took water and washed my eye. Not praying over water. After I say, get out of my eye, back to sender. I have taken authority over you today. I washed my eye. Instantly, that nonsense disappeared. And the people were coming to me, which medicine you use? It's not medicine. I took authority. Early in the morning, Jesus Christ will leave his disciples and go secretly and be with the Father. What do you think he's praying? The thing he's praying is the result you see. Mighty miracles, signs, and wonders. He jammed a situation in a tree. No man eateth fruit from thee henceforth. He has already taken that authority in the day. I mean, in the morning. The authority in his prayer. Now, when he has equipped himself, so that when he faces a situation, he's no more crying, he speaks, and it comes to pass. Because he has acquired the power in secret. Openly, God will reward him. Praise the Lord. You didn't pray in the morning. And then you are seeing in the morning, be minister, then they bring madman, then tie him leg, tie everything. Pastor. You see, mad person don't come, they don't tie him. Then you are going there. In the name of Jesus, loose! In the name of Jesus, loose! Jesus said, this kind cannot go except by fasting and prayer. It is not at that time you pray. It is not at that time. He said, this type cannot go except by praying and fasting. Was it that time you started praying and fasting? No. It is, you have acquired that power. You have acquired that power. Let me tell you, these prophets, it is not when we are here that they enter spirit. Before they came to church, they were praying. They were praying. Lord, as I enter the church today, anyone will not pray. Maybe quarrel with his wife or girlfriend, depending whether he's married or single. Then he's there, disillusioned, and then everything, then you come. When you ask them any message, you say, I beg, I'm not in the spirit. There are some of them are sincere. Collect microphone, you will see nothing. Because whatever I am doing during service now, I acquire the power, not here. It's over there. In my privacy, in my secret. Secret prayer with me and my God. When I come here now, I am flowing in the grace I have received in my private prayer. Is he here you study? Before I preach, was he here I was doing study? I study in my privacy before I come openly and teach. Anything you do outside, you acquire the power in your privacy. Your privacy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many people understood me today? Wait, put down your hand. Wait. I'm going to one brother, one sister. You must tell me what you understood from what I said today. Bring microphone. Bring microphone. Turn in it. Yeah. Stand up. I'm coming to you, sisters. What did you learn today?
I learned, at least, you don't need to pray with your power, but you need to submit it to God and receive answer.
Clap your hands now. Another brother. Go to the back. The last person at the back. Run. Last person at the back. Yes. What did you learn?
Praise the Lord, church. I learned to pray by the power of God, because God do all things through Christ Jesus.
Now, what do you hear, Bidad? Give another person at the back there.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
I've discovered a new method on how to communicate with my God.
You have learned how to communicate with him now.
Yes.
Can we clap our hands now? Another person at the back. The other side.
Shalom, church.
Shalom.
I learned that prayer means asking and it shall be given unto you.
That is the meaning of prayer. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Let me hear this, sister. Wow. You. Yes.
Praise the Lord. I learned that when we are praying, we always involve God and tell God to carry the case to him. He will be the one that will fight the battle. Praise
Thank
the
you.
Lord.
Clap your hands for this sister. Go to nursing mothers. Go to nursing mother's side. Give her a microphone. Oh, yeah. What did you learn today?
I learned so much how to pray. I have to ask from God and put God together with your prayer. God will fight for you.
Thank you. Clap your hands now. At the back, where? Thank you very much. Give them. God bless you, sister. What did you learn today? What did you learn today now? Yes.
I learned to pray without ceasing.
Very smart woman. Amen. Can we stand up, church? Put your hands together for Jesus now. Stand up and put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.